you have been resetting right along and plan to continue to.
Absolutely. We believe that we must continue to reset, that we're going to lose trees at an increased rate due to greening losses in addition to the normal issues with blight and other problems that cause tree mortality.
Speaking of HLB greening, many growers are fearful that they cannot get new young trees to maturity and to production. Is that a concern to you?
Absolutely. Since we have been dealing with endemic HLB, we've had higher infection than we'd like to see in our young trees. We feel like each year we've gotten a better understanding more than we did at first. We've refined the way we apply our soil drench insecticides that are systemic, and in my mind, those are our best tools and most useful tools for growing our young trees.
So you feel pretty confident you'll get a good percentage of them into production?
We do. It's not going to be 100%. It's definitely not going to be easy. It's going to be real labor intensive. We plan to apply soil drench insecticide 6 times this year. In prior years, we applied 4 times, and we saw that was not enough to adequately protect the young trees from HLB.
You are a believer in high-density planting.
On a small scale, we have increased density where 10 plus years ago, we were around 140 trees per acre. In recent years, we've planted blocks anywhere from 220 to 270 trees per acre. The most recent block has been a spacing of 8 by 20. And the reasoning is we don't believe the trees are going to last as long as they have historically. And we need to get our yield to a point where it's economically sustainable and profitable in a short time with a mind that the grove's not going to last. We're going to be reworking these groves more often, more frequently than we have throughout the industry's history.
You talked about the nursery tree shortage, so that's slowing your planting down a little bit, correct?
It has, particularly in the last year. We've really felt the nursery tree shortage, even on a small reset scale. There are not trees available above what we've contracted several years out. So we're having to think several years into the future. We have to pull out our crystal ball and think about rootstocks and the varieties we're going to want to be planting in 2013 and 2014, because frankly, there's just no trees available for 2012 and early 2013.
Any other thoughts about resetting you'd like to share?
I think it bodes well for our industry that there's optimism, that most growers are committed and are planting trees. They know that it's going to be difficult, but prices should be strong going forward, and there's a lot of optimism among growers that we need to get this figured out.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.